I started with Mopti. There I had an opportunity to discuss with the local administration, with the military concentrated there, but also visit Sévaré, the only camp for displaced persons in Mali now, 474 persons. And there I was able to discuss with displaced persons the human rights violations that are taking place in North.
What are some of the stories you got from the displaced people?
I heard that the pattern of human rights violations is changing now. Now we are having human rights violations that are becoming systematic. They are related to radical Islamist groups taking over in rebel-controlled areas, Ansar Din, Mujahid, Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, and they interpret extremely Sharia and put those demands on local population. So it applies to dress code. Women are forced to be covered. Nobody is allowed to listen to music, to play soccer, to live lives they used to live. We were having cases of very drastic punishments. Three people were executed because of disobeying this extremist interpretation of Sharia. We had eight persons amputated and a number of floggings and other human and degrading punishments. I also heard from many sources on the very widespread now practice of enforced marriages. In fact, women are being sold for $1,000 at a very young age, and they are, after once being married, they are sent from one husband to another husband.
Who's doing this?
Well, once they're out of family, then their so-called husband gives her to another person who then marries her. And in fact, it's an enforced prostitution of those women. It's a rape and enforced prostitution.
What about children? What's the situation of children in northern Mali?
Very, very disturbing. All children are affected by the negative consequences of rebel control on their education. Most teachers have fled, being afraid of imposition of very strict Sharia law, so they do not have normal education. A number of schools have been closed. Something that is particularly disturbing, it's recruiting child soldiers.
That's happening?
This is happening right now, and we cannot know exactly the scale. It's being done by offering money to recruits and to their families. It's approximately $600 US if you join, and then afterwards $400 a month. And it's an extremely poor area. So for that money, people are willing to do anything.
Now, what are some of the things that are being done to stop these violations of human rights?
We can criticize it, but those forces do not listen to our human rights critiques. So there is a strong determination of government, and I talked to them in Mopti. I talked to all key ministers, to prime ministers, to president of the republic, to try to regain control of the rebel-controlled areas. They have addressed the issue with ECOWAS asking for support, as well as with the United Nations requesting Security Council resolution under Chapter 7 and coalition of the willing to help them to regain control in North.
So what should happen now?
Well, I think that first important step will be Security Council resolution. And Security Council is discussing a draft text of resolution dealing with authorization and support of military intervention to liberate rebel-controlled areas in Mali. Of course, it is expected that ECOWAS will be the one providing force. It's a demanding and costly operation to regain control over such a huge area. So, a lot of problems for Mali, but I think that things may be improving soon. Government of National Unity now is a step forward in sense of legality and legitimacy of power. But it is necessary that as soon as possible and conditions permit to have credible elections. And I am very much in favor of the United Nations supporting preparations of such elections. It's very important for human rights.